Welcome back, guys. I'm back. I had a... it's Tommy, by the way. How you going? If you haven't met before, my name's Tommy, and I'm the host of the Tommy Kendi Unfiltered podcast. I've had a bit of a hiatus, guys. Had a bit of a hiatus, and I'm actually really glad I did. I took about 4 weeks off, just off from the podcast. I haven't been on socials, haven't been on anything really, and it's actually weird because it felt so good to take a little hiatus. And even though, yeah, I was getting a bunch of messages going, "Hey, you all right? Is everything okay?" All that type of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I just need some time. I need some time to reflect and move back through what I'm actually really here to do, to be honest. And it's been such an interesting deep dive for myself because I've experienced all sorts of stuff over the last 4 or 5 weeks since I've taken a little hiatus out of podcasting, socials, all that type of stuff. And I felt like I was just doing shit just because that's what I do. And I sort of disconnected from where I'm actually going. What do I actually want to do? And in this little deep dive over the last 4 or 5 weeks, which is what I want to sort of share with you and where I went, it's been really cool. I've gone back to this idea of study. So I'm re-engaging in learning more about, you know, this whole world of creation and this whole world of moving through our stuff and really, you know, diving a little bit deeper, that next level of self-discovery. And when you go into when I go into self-discovery, it's fucking painful. Because all I've wanted to do is just whinge and whine and carry on and say I'm blocked and I don't know where to go and it's like this and that and it's everyone else has got it so much easier and blah, blah, blah. It's all the fucking dumbass stories, you know. And the thing is, in my line of work, the tough and the challenge that I have in my life, I'm not talking about other people in my line of work, but the challenge that I have in my life is that every time I want to move forward with anything in my life, I feel like I'm immediately judging myself, and it's such a fucking block. It really affects me, you know. And then along the same lines, and I'm really honest with my with all my coaching clients and even the stuff that I do in the corporate world, I'm super honest. I never hide anything. I never go into places thinking or telling people that I've got all the shit together. I mean, I've got some great tools and whatnot, and I share them and they fucking work, obviously. But there's this essence that I feel that when I'm coaching clients, and if I don't have my own shit together, then I feel like I'm a bit of a fake of like, who am I to teach this stuff when I'm sort of a bit all over the shop myself. And in reality, when I'm a bit all over the shop, I'm actually getting interest from more and more clients. I'm like, why the fuck is that? Why can't they come when I'm like, you know, on fucking on cloud nine and love and life? And, you know, why is it that it's sparse then? But when I'm a fucking mess, then the clients are coming left, right and center. And so that was the big thing that I sort of wanted to dive into myself over the last 4 weeks is, one, what the fuck am I actually doing here? You know, what am I doing in this world, in this life of mine? You know, I'm 47 years old and it's like, man, I still feel like a kid, and I'm always going to bring that kid-like energy with me till the day I drop off the face of the earth. But I'm what am I here to do? You know, I know what I love. I love sharing. I love, you know, sharing wisdom. I love doing cool shit. I love adventure. I love helping people. And there's a big part of me that is taken all this to the next level, and I'm collaborating with different people and whatnot, which I'm sure you'll hear about over the next coming weeks. But really, what I learned in this last 4 to 5 weeks is Well, before I tell you what I learned, because I want to set it up, what I went into is there is a physical world that we live in where we experience all types of emotions, we experience all types of feelings, we experience adventure, we experience, you know, communicating with people, everything. We experience everything in this 3D material world. It's material. You can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it, and it's all there, and it seems so fucking real, and it is real, you know, but there's this whole other world out there where we create from. And some people call this the quantum. Some people call this intuition. Some people call this the universe. It doesn't matter what the fuck it's called. The idea is there's this whole other realm out there that we, most of us, believe to be inaccessible. We don't know how to get there. So I wanted to do a real big deep dive into how do you connect into this whole other world? How do you connect into the ether, into the quantum, into the ethos? And then not just because connecting into it is easy, isn't it? I mean, we literally close our eyes and through imagination, we can make up any type of scenario. We can make shit up as we go. You can create anything in the dream state. You can engage all types of imagination. You choose to see any type of vision in your imagination, or you choose to imagine anything and it's right there. And so you know, a lot of people talk about this whole other realm and whatnot, but in the study that I did, I really wanted to find out not just how to connect into it, but is there a pathway that brings our dreams or our visions into the touchable, into the actual material? Is there a way to actually pull that down? And I'm saying it's pretty linear, isn't it? Because I'm saying something's up there, but the only reason I'm saying that's how I see it. Some people might see it from the side, or it's all around us or whatever, but it is all around us. But what I'm just saying it in the way that I experience it. It's like it's linear. It's like I see the ether, the universe, or whatever being of a higher nature. So higher for me is up above. And so through this study, what I connected into is that when it is exactly what I just said, is there's one thing to connect to it, but then there's a whole other thing to pull that down. And how do we do that? How do we go into the ethos and create a vision, create a dream, create an experience that we want to have in this physical world, and then bring it down into the actual material? And before I go further, I'll give you a little example, which I was doing even before that. There it is. By the way, if you're watching me on YouTube, how you going? I'm on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. You can check YouTube at Tommy Kendi. But anyway, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I had this experience where about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was sitting in my car and I'm just driving. I've got a cool white Jeep. Well, I think it's cool. And just driving. And in my head, I'm like, fuck. Imagine if a spider walked down the window, you know, just imagined it. Like imagine if a big fucking spider, you know, those big hairy yucky ones that walked down the window. And I was like, I wonder how it would be if I was driving down a highway or whatever, and I just saw this big ass huntsman or whatever, any type of spider just walking across the window, and what would I do and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, and I just left it. I just imagined it. I don't even know why I imagined it, but I did. And lo and behold, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in my car, I was parking, and I look forward, and I'm talking double the size of my hand. This fucking huntsman walks down the door, down my driver's window, right, as I'm looking forward. And I'm like, is this inside, outside? Oh, my God. Luckily, it was on the outside, but it was exactly – and luckily, I wasn't doing 100 Ks an hour. I was doing a lot less, but – this thing walks down, and it's not like I'm scared of spiders, but I got the heebie-jeebies really badly. I'm like, you know, when you get those feeling around the shoulders, I was just like, oh, shit, oh, you know. So, and I stopped the car, and then the spider walked down my front of my window and then over to the right, to my driver's side window. And I'm just like, fucking hell. So I jump over to to the passenger seat, open up the door and jump out the car, right? And I run across to see where the spider, and the spider's fucking gone. I'm like, oh, no. Is it in my car? Is it, where is it? Where's this fucking spider? Oh, my God. Anyway, so that happened, right? And the spider's gone. And I'm like, I'm going to have to get back in my car. And some people will, you know, would say, it's like, nah, car's finished, selling the car, you're done buying a new car. I mean, I'm not that bad. But I was like, you know what? Whatever. The spider's gone. It's happened. But somehow, I've had a spider on my car for fucking, I don't think it's ever happened. But how, why is it that I thought of that? I imagined that, whether it was consciously imagined it or not. And then a week and a half later, that actually happens, which is fucking incredible, I reckon. And so that happened. Anyway, I couldn't find the spider, and then I just thought, I know that it's behind the I'll just finish off this story. I know that it's behind the rearview mirror. So I got some water and sprayed it into, and lo and behold, the fucking spider comes out. I put it on a stick and put it to the side of the door, side of the road. Spider's gone, no one died, everything's perfect. Anyway, so that moved me on to study this a little bit more, because I'm interested, why do we imagine certain things and then they happen? And then why can't we just choose to have a certain experience and for that to happen? How do we strategically make shit happen? And so that is where I went a little bit deeper. And so as I went a little bit deeper, one thing that came to me is that when I imagined the spider, I actually had an emotion that was attached to it. Hence, the emotion, I believe, drew it down. But what is the emotion? I wanted to know, this is why I wanted to dive in. It's like, it's not just any emotion, because let's say if you're imagining something and you have the energy of anger, I mean, it's going to bring in something that's going to fucking piss you off, right? But what's the thing that where we can powerfully, magically create, and what is it that connects those two? What's the pathway? What's the highway that brings the good shit down from the ether down into our material world so I can fucking touch it and be with it? And the answer to that, well, my answer from my study, self-reflection, well, self-destruction as well, but self, you know, reflection and self-study, but also external study, you know, but if you guys have heard of a guy called Greg Braden, fucking legend, you know, if you look at any of the books or any of the work by Greg Braden, he's the king of this stuff. I mean, this guy, he traveled the world and he went to all these monasteries and churches and whatever, and met with all the heads of these monasteries, and such a great story. But anyway, man, wow, I'd love to get him on my podcast. So if you know Greg Braden, let him know Tommy Kendall Unfiltered is looking for him. And mate, if he comes on the podcast, he'll be fucking huge. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, cool. So emotions involved, right? But how do we consciously and strategically make this shit happen? How do we do it? What do we do? How do we pull it down? What's the highway? And what I got from all the study is that the one emotion that connects all of us, it connects every human, the law of one, it connects the ether, it connects all of us, is compassion. And I'm like, okay, cool. How do I engage compassion? Because we know as human beings, a power we have is we can choose our emotions, we can choose our experiences, we can choose all of it. So how do I how do I connect? How do I do this whole thing of, all right, so I've got to feel compassion, I've got to imagine, I've got to create a vision at the same time, you know, it's all happening, right? So it's a step-by-step process, which I've been practicing, and fucking lo and behold, guys, the shit is working. It's fucking working, I'm telling you what. So the process that I have is, stillness is a really important part of connecting into our dreams and connecting to our visions. Step one, you've got to come into stillness. Unless you come into stillness, it's too obstructed. There's too many things going on. Phones are going off, you know, fucking all this shit's happening, right? But stillness, step one, put yourself into stillness. Once you put yourself into stillness, and this shit doesn't take too long, pick 10 minutes out of your day and find the stillness part takes about 90 seconds. You just sit down or lie down or whatever, and you're still. Take a couple of deep breaths to fill up the body and bring yourself back to the present moment, and you're there. You know, as soon as you take a conscious breath, you're fucking present straight away. You don't need to go study the shit. Just lie down or sit down and take a big breath in and let the breath go, and you've suddenly arrived in the present moment. So stillness, number one, you're sitting in stillness. Number two, you start to imagine, right? You go into the ether, you visualize. And this is the cool part. You can make shit up. That's what the best thing about imagination is you can make up whatever the fuck you want. You know, you can imagine yourself going to a roller door at a garage and putting your hand underneath it as you feel the bottom and lifting up the roller door, right? As I said that, you probably imagined yourself doing that. You can imagine anything. You can imagine walking in a massive field with your feet on the ground, with the grass under your feet, and it's just perfect as you walk. The little dampness of the grass and the feeling of, see, this is imagination, right? So you can make shit up, anything. You make whatever you want up. But then when it comes to actually imagining or visualizing an experience that you actually want to experience, how do you do that? Because that's tough. Because as soon as you do that, immediately judgment comes in. Immediately conditions come in. So you observe those conditions as they come in and you go, cool, thank you. Hello conditions. Hello frustration. That's fine. There you are. How you going? You just hang there for a little bit. I'm just here visualizing, right? Because in visualization land, there's no limitations, right? So the frustration and the and whatever, it doesn't even belong there because you can do whatever the fuck you want in your visualization. So then you've got stillness and you start to visualize and you choose a visual or you choose an imagination that you actually want to experience and allow yourself to take yourself there, right? We're probably at about 3.5 minutes right now. So when we're at 3.5 minutes, you've done your stillness and you've got a visual. So you go into the visual and you'll even go into deeper, like a storyline. You make it even bigger and more intensive, right? We're probably at 5 minutes. Next part is connecting us into the ether. What did we say that is? Compassion. So for me, compassion, I have let's say if you're walking down the street, right, and you see a cute little fucking dog. You know, beautiful, cute little dog with that big smile and just the vulnerability and just, it's a little dog, right? Well, not little, like a medium-sized dog, right? And it's got three legs. And you look at this dog and it's so happy. And all you can do is just put your hand on your heart and be like, oh, fucking hell, that is so beautiful. You know, it's, that is compassion. That, and so that feeling of compassion, that's what's going to draw down. That's what's going to draw down this energy from the ether into the present moment. And the more you do this, the stronger that highway becomes. There's no roadworks on it. There's nothing. It's just a highway that comes from the visual, the whatever you visualized, and you bring it all the way down. And apparently you can do this with health, with wealth, with any part of your life, with purpose, with whatever. And look, even with purpose, guys, like, look, if you really look into it, do we really have purpose in this life of ours? I don't have the answer to that yet. I mean, in reality, maybe nothing has meaning. We're just here to do shit and then we fucking die. I mean, I do believe that we come back. And I do believe we reincarnate. I just believe that I don't have any evidence of it, but I just believe that intuitively, it's just a thing. I reckon we do come back, and we come back as to build. So maybe our purpose is just to keep growing with every lifetime, and however that happens, cool. We have little memories and whatever that are in the body, but other than that, we're just here doing our thing, right? So that's pretty much it. This is just almost like a reminder. It's a really long-winded reminder to bring yourself into compassion. So find a way to bring yourself into compassion. Find a way to make that happen, and try this stuff. You know, don't just listen to it. Like it's as I said, 10 minutes. Stillness takes about a minute and a half. Get into the visual or the imagination. That probably takes about 2 or 3 minutes. And then feel compassion. Go into compassion however you can get. Have the emotion of compassion and then practice this shit. I've been practicing it for a couple of weeks and fuck, it's been good. Like it's really, really done wonders for me, and I'm super excited that I got to share it with you, because even if 2 or 3 people try this that are listening out of the thousands and thousands of listeners at the Tommy Kendall Unfiltered podcast, if only 2 or 3 of you try it, be that 2 or 3 that try this out and practice it daily for 7 days. Stillness, visual, compassion, and let me know how you go. I fucking love you. See you guys. Enjoy. I'll be back next week. Next week, I've got a really cool guest on. I'm looking forward to having him on. He's a bereavement counselor. And you know what? It's going to be really cool chatting to him. His name's Andrew Gurman. And it's going to be really cool chatting to him because it's not because he's a bereavement counselor, but I'm so excited to chat to him because he's told me a bunch of stories already on how when people are passing, the levels of wisdom and gold that they give him. And I'm so excited to share that with you guys because some of the shit that he's told me has really given me goosebumps, really. So it's been really cool. But anyway, I'll speak to you guys later. Love you guts. See you later.